comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It is Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Well, I just watched a bum jack off for 15 minutes during eating at a fancy restaurant down there in the neighborhood. I'm not kidding.
You must be talking about West Hollywood.
West Hollywood. We went to this nice restaurant, and in the corner was just this really sketchy, definite crackhead, some kind of...
Like, I saw his penis while I was eating my curry chicken. Like, mid-dinner.
I'm not kidding, dude. Like, you could barely see what was going on because he was wiggling all weird. For like 10 minutes, we were watching him as we were sitting outside eating. And then moments later, he just turns and Missy just saw his full-blown hard on.
Pretty bad.
We stoked, dude. And then he came over and asked for a cigarette.
Before he even got out, can I have a cigarette? All I said is, can I? And I just handed him the one I just lit and was like, just go. Keep going, please. I don't want to talk.
And then the guy, because the bum was so filthy, our waiter was like, oh, I really apologize for him coming up and bothering you. I'm like, oh, the cigarette's no big deal. We were watching him jack off for 15 minutes. He's like, what? I was like, oh, yeah, he's jacking off right by that BMW over there. Oh, my God.
Dinner and entertainment all at once.
So Missy just flew in, and I have a feud. It's a face-off. She's not going to talk to her once-was best friend for how many years? For 6 years or something?
Yeah, maybe more than six, probably about 8 years.
Because we were together at one point, and then there was like a four-year window, and I humped her friend Molly. And just because Molly did that, now you never want to talk to her again.
No. You're telling like the completely condensed version. There's a whole lot more to it.
Well, what's the problem? Why won't you talk to your friend? I didn't speak to you for like 2 years and a half.
You don't understand. You're a male. You think with your penis. You don't think of like the emotional part of it. Now, Molly was my best friend. And during that time that we were together, the only person who really knew about it was Molly. Because you were with, you know, and I was with someone else. So the only person who knew the entire story was Molly. And
what did you tell her?
Well, she witnessed the whole lot of it. We went and stayed with her for that weekend.
Yeah, but did you give her details and shit? Like,
apparently I told her too much because I
like let's hear a paragraph of what you said to her. Straight up, dude. Serious radio. You can say whatever.
I probably told her like most of the sexual.
Let me hear the exact paragraph.
I just told her that you were like really good in bed.
Come on, no, but like, did you give details and shit?
What about your dick and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told her you had a rad dick and and that you're fun to have sex with. And just all sorts of stuff like that. But
well, that's probably what made her want to hump then.
Well, yeah, apparently.
And, you know, the booze probably didn't help either.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not mad that you did it. Like, I don't really particularly think you did anything wrong. I'm pissed off because her being my best friend and my confidant in the entire situation, she fucking stabbed me in the back.
She didn't stab you in the back.
She did. As soon as she saw you when I wasn't around, which just happened to be a few years down the road.
Yeah, but we didn't speak anymore.
She humped you. It doesn't matter. She knew how I felt. Like, she knew that.
You were with somebody, and
so were you. It doesn't matter. But she knew that during that time that we were together.
When I humped Molly, you were with somebody.
Right. And so was she. And so were you. That's besides the point.
Who was she with?
her boyfriend.
Which his name was what? First name.
I don't know his name, but I know that he was black.
She sure didn't tell me about that.
Well.
No.
I'm telling you, I know for 100% fact, up until the week before she moved to San Francisco, she was dating this guy. Ben, I think his name was. 100%. What does that matter? What the hell do you care?
Why didn't she tell me about it?
Are you mad that she didn't tell you?
I think she probably should have.
Let me just backtrack for a minute here and make sure I'm clear on this.
Yeah.
Okay, you and Bam, Missy, hooked up.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then, later on in life, your best friend, Molly, hooked up with Bam.
Mm-hmm. But the reason that I'm mad...
You weren't even speaking to her at that point?
No, I was speaking to her. I probably hung out with her the night before you humped her and the day after you humped her. I was speaking to her.
Oh, and she just...
I have, like, five girlfriends. Like, all of my friends are guys. Like, I have five girls that I really, truly care about that are my friends. And she was one of them. And she was the only one who knew about our sordid affair that we had. And that's, I think she betrayed
sort
me.
Sort of. Yeah, right. I humped her back in the alley East Stroudsburg.
I said sordid, which means like hot and sexy, not sort of. Sordid affair.
Okay. I was like, what the hell is a sort of affair?
Sordid. It's like a good adjective.
A half hump with no ending?
No. But I feel like she betrayed my friendship altogether because, like, she knew how I felt.
Wait. Did you tell Molly that you had emotions for Bam?
Oh, yeah. She knew. She totally knew.
Like, yeah, but 2.5 years down the road, things get forgotten
about. But it still came up all the time. Like, when I would see her, your name would come up, and I'd be like, oh, I miss him, or, you know, like, I would love to see him, or I wish we could get back together, things of that nature. And she was like, oh, Missy, yeah, it'll work out. And then she's humping you in your hot tub.
Well, I mean, booze in a hot tub, come on. Shit goes down in a hot tub when there's booze involved.
Yeah, I know.
I think that you should forgive her.
I won't. And then...
Is that what the main argument is here? Do you think that Missy should forgive her for that?
Well, she's known about it for 2 years now, because I told you.
You told me. She never mentioned it. And then I blatantly called her out on it, and she was like... she had no answer, no response, no apology, nothing.
I probably shouldn't have told you.
No, I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, but I think it's stupid because... You know, Molly was your best friend.
She was my best friend.
If I never would have told you, then you still would be friends.
Right, and then if I would have found out later down the line, then I would have been mad at you too, not just her. So lucky for you, you told me.
Dodge that bullet.
Yeah, but I feel bad because I'm the one who, like, ratted her out or whatever. So now she's probably pissed at me because I told you.
Well, and I
didn't think you cared anymore.
Well, I do, and I did. I called her, like, maybe 4 months ago to try to talk to her. She was so mean to me on the phone. She, like, everything was very, like, monotone, like, one-word answer. She, like, I was, like, struggling to have a conversation with her. And I'm like, you know, let's just talk about it. I'm mad at you because you humped Bam. And she's like, I know, Missy, we already discussed this once. I'm like, well, then why are you still acting all weird? I'm trying to let it go. And she wouldn't let it go. So now I'm at the point, the combination of that and the fact that it happened at all, and then the details you told me last night when you were all drunk, I'm never talking to the bitch ever again.
Bad mistake, Bam. You never give details.
I was drinking and I thought it was
like
funny.
It's like X-rated details.
Oh, no. How do you know I was just kidding?
Because I know you and I know what you like, and that's exactly what you like, and that's what you said you did. I'm not stupid. I decided I'm sending her an invitation to the wedding. You are formally uninvited.
That's just plain rude.
I don't care. She's plain rude.
Yeah, but why can't you just... I mean, don't send her a goddamn uninvitation. Like, why don't she just find out later that...
I'm doing it.
No, you're not going to do that.
You won't know the difference.
But you don't even have her San Francisco address, do you?
I could easily get it.
How?
I could just call Joan.
Missy?
Yeah.
The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference.
Yeah, Missy.
I'm mad.
You're bitter. And I don't think you
I'm fucking bitter. That's why we're having this face-off. I'm bitter. I think that I am 100% right. I think that any other woman would agree. I'm not mad at you. I don't particularly think that you did anything wrong. I think that she betrayed our friendship and the bond that we had.
Yeah, but I mean, drunk in a hot tub, come on.
It doesn't...
come on.
Drunk in hot tubs are fun. Yes, I agree.
She probably wasn't thinking about it at the time. Probably just realizing how shit... No, she wasn't even realizing how shit-faced she was because she was shit-faced. And then when you get in the tub, fucking...
and she started remembering all those things I told her about you.
She doesn't have to be mean now, though, Bam.
Right. And she was. She was very, very bitchy when I tried to talk to her.
It's because you called her out more than once.
No, I called her out the second time after we talked to her. Remember when we first started seeing each other? Like, that one weekend she was home, and she was being all weird, and we showed up at her house together. We were all drunk and, like, laughing, and she was having a family party.
Yeah.
And we were just, you know... Ever since then, she's been a bitch. Like, I think that if... Yeah, I may be bitter, but I think she's bitter, too.
Did I tell you at that point?
Yeah, you told me.
Was she all weirded out?
I didn't say anything to her there. She was having like a family reunion. I wasn't gonna be like, you fucked my boyfriend, you bitch. I didn't think it was the right time.
A boyfriend.
But you were then.
We had an East Stroudsburg sex romp for 3 days.
It was more than East Stroudsburg, and it was more than 3 days. Do you need me to remind you?
Yeah, I need to get reminded.
It was closer to about 2 months. And East Stroudsburg was the end of it. Remember 15 North, gray thong, underwear, you're dead. Remember that? That was not at East Stroudsburg. That was in Westchester.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was all now drunk. I just went up. I was like, you're dead meat. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you are dead meat. And you had a boyfriend, too.
Yeah.
But I thought you were all talk, no action. And then I said that I was going to come over your house the next day, and then you said, come over. I'm like, no, I'm dead serious, and you're just kidding. You're like, no, I'm serious, too. Then I came over, and you weren't even fucking there.
That's not true.
I went over there, and you weren't there.
You're mixing your days up. Now, we went to your house. Your parents were away. They were in Atlantic City. The night before, you said to me, I'm picking you up at 12 o'clock tomorrow, and you're dead.
Yeah, I went there at noon, and you weren't there. I remember going to your house.
We were together that day. I remember. We took a bubble bath. We had lunch. We were together. That was the first time. It was all because of the gray underwear the night before.
Because she was smoking a cigarette at 15 North with her fucking, you know, half your ass hanging out. I was like, God damn. You know, I just forgot all
about. How did you guys end up together? She had a pair of gray thongs hanging out of her jeans. Yep.
Because you're such not the girl that would be like that.
I didn't even know that until like a year ago you happened to mention it. I didn't even know that's what was the initial chemistry.
Can we in the next segment explore how you guys got together and your thoughts of each other and all of that stuff?
Yeah, remember I went over your house and I said, you need a massage. And then we went downstairs.
Massage gone wrong.
Oh, it was a massage gone wrong. Yeah, she always used to invite me over to the pool, and my ex-girlfriend used to get so pissed.
Yeah, she didn't want you to be friends with me for some reason.
Wonder why.
I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, that was before anything ever even happened.
Yeah, I know. Hmm. Yeah, but she probably saw it just like your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Didn't he always used to say... What did you tell him?
You don't even love me. You just want to be in the bed.
He would say to me at like the most random times, you don't love me. I know your true love's that scumbag Bam. And I'm like, huh? What? Why would you say that? I'm like, shit, how does he know? What the fuck?
Yeah, but if you kept denying, why would he keep thinking that?
I don't know. Because I guess he just knew. I don't know. I don't have my emotions very well.
And then my ex-girlfriend called her up on my phone saying, Bam hates you and he never wants to talk to you again and he's standing right next to me and basically piss off or whatever. And then she hung up the phone and then she told me, like, when we're a year into going out, she's like...
Why'd you make your girlfriend call
I wasn't even around. She just grabbed my phone and called when I was, like, out skating or something.
And said
I'd
that...
never... That is a rude move.
Yeah. Well, she made it seem like that was coming from, like, you and her together.
Did That's it really I'm, seem like I was, it, like, standing right there?
She's a manipulative bitch. You know how she can twist things around? Of course, I believed her. That's why I didn't talk to you for 2 years. Which is in the 2 years when you hump my friend.
Oops.
Oops.
Babe, I mean... Fucking, come on, man. Drunken in a hot tub, she wasn't thinking... The last thing she was thinking about is what Missy would think.
I understand that. I know.
Think about how much of a boner killer it would have been for me if she would have said, I gotta go.
Oh, that would have been terrible.
No, for real. It would have been such a boner killer. Like, naked in the hot tub, like, we've been hanging out all day, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, you know what? Missy probably wouldn't like it, so I'm out of here.
You know what? I remember her calling me and being like, yeah, I hung out with Bam last night. You know, we went out, we went to the bar, we had such a great time. She didn't say, oh, and I fucked him. She didn't say that. So if she didn't think she was doing anything wrong, and she wasn't trying to hide anything,
no, she was probably,
then why wouldn't she say it?
She probably thought that she did something wrong to you.
Right.
But
my
I
point.
Mean, but she,
That's
she,
my point.
She would probably regret it if she was like, God damn it, why did I leave? We're having a nice big party. We're in the hot tub. You know, shit was ready to go down. But because of Missy, I left.
Well, if she would have done that, then she'd still have me as her best friend. Her loss.
Come on.
It was just one night, one random night for her, but she could have been my friend forever, and now she's not.
Yeah, you haven't spoken to her for 2 years, I think.
Because of that.
Yeah, but I think you should be over now.
I'm not. I won't be. I'm not getting over it. Well, maybe if she would have acted differently when I called her, but too late.
Want to hear a mountain band from Montreal?
Mountain Rock?
Yeah. This is a band called Priestess, and their album is called Hello Master, and they're fucking rocking. Let's hear it. This Radio Bam Series 28 Faction Feud with Missy.
Well, I'll be nothing when you're born. this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Fuck yeah, that was Priestess with Lay Down. Those dudes are from Montreal and it's full-blown rock. I don't even know how the hell I found that band.
I like it.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought bitches don't like mountain rock.
If you didn't tell me they were mountain rock, I wouldn't have known otherwise. I like that song, though.
So I'm here in Los Angeles with Will Pendarvis, and Missy just flew in. And now that we're going to move along to the next topic, mm-hmm. If you would have went to that wedding, it would have ruined ours. Because I went to Australia for fucking... How long? 10 days, and then I come here in Los Angeles for 10 days. You needed to fly out.
I know.
Right then and there.
I know.
You could not. I couldn't have waited anymore, dude.
I know. I'm here.
I was sick of jerking off,
dude. I'm here.
Well, I figured it out. I could go easily a week on vacation. 10 days is okay, but 2 weeks is when I really start getting mad about jerking off.
Wait, so Missy missed a wedding so that you wouldn't have to jerk off anymore.
Not just any wedding.
She skipped her cousin's wedding.
That I was a bridesmaid in.
Oh, no.
I wasn't just a guest. I was a bridesmaid.
Wait, you skipped out being a bridesmaid.
Uh-huh.
How much advance warning?
I got kicked out at the rehearsal dinner. I pulled my cousin aside and I said to her, listen, there's a situation. I need to...
Bam's jerking off.
Yeah.
I'm a selfish dick, bitch.
Bam's going numb.
Bottom line, dude, wedding. If you would have went to their wedding, it would have ruined ours because I would have found some hooker.
Hey! Fuck you, man.
All right, I'm just kidding. But I probably would have got, like, some one of those Asian massages or something.
No, you wouldn't.
I know, I probably wouldn't have. But, I mean, I was just getting pissed, dude. I was really getting mad.
Well, at the rehearsal dinner, I said to my cousin, I can come to the church, I can do the ceremony, I can take all the pictures, but Bam's having a little problem. I didn't say what.
The problem is I need fucking pussy, dude.
No, I made it seem like it was something like a genuine problem. So I can't come to the reception. I have to go straight to the airport and fly out. And she was fine with it. And then like 5 minutes later, I get the hardest tap on my shoulder ever. And it was her mom, who was my aunt. She's like, I need to see you in the hallway right now. So I was like, oh, God. We went out in the hallway, and she just, like, reamed me out for about 5 minutes about how I'm a terrible person and how I let my cousin down and blah, blah, blah.
You barely even talked to your fucking cousin.
Long story short, my innocent, sweet 19-year-old sister Jessica got stuck taking my place.
And 50% of the reason why she didn't want to go to the wedding is because her dress that she was forced to wear was so ugly.
It was the worst thing ever. Actually, Jessica sent me a message today. She was like, remember every time for the past 6 months when the dress would even come up, or when we went to get it fitted, or when we went to pick it up, I broke your balls about how bad the dress was? I'm like, yeah, I remember that. Well, unfortunately, she's the one wearing it.
Now she's in it. She spent all the time like, Missy's got the ugliest dress. She's gonna wear the ugliest dress. Now she had to take your place. What does it look like?
It's fuchsia, and it's strapless.
What the fuck is fuchsia?
Fuchsia is like a mixture of like hot pink and purple, but it wasn't a flattering shade of either. It was like this bright, loud, horrible fuchsia. It was really bad.
And did it fit like shit or
it
something?
It fit like shit. I didn't want to get it altered because I knew I'd never wear it again.
Have you ever seen a good-looking bridesmaid's dress ever?
My best friend Brianna's getting married in October, and I'm her bridesmaids too, and she has the hottest bridesmaid's dresses I've ever seen. I'm wearing it again else.
So you're not going to skip out on that one?
No.
Bam won't have to jerk off anymore?
No, Bam has to go to that one.
What if I'm not around?
Well, if you're not around, then you're genuinely not around, fine, but if you are, you have to go.
What if 2 weeks goes by and I need pussy?
The next day. I can't skip that one.
What if I really needed you to come out?
Shut up. Anyway, the worst part about the wedding outfit for my cousins was not only was the dress fuchsia and strapless, I had to get fuchsia shoes, too. I had to get a pair of shoes dyed fuchsia.
Didn't the whole fucking reception party were just, like, pointing and talking and whispering and giving you the meanest looks?
There was a room full of about 100 people who witnessed my cousin come into the come back into the rehearsal dinner crying. And then she went from table to table and told everybody what was going on. So I had a room of about 100 people whispering, looking, talking.
So have you been excommunicated from the family now?
Yeah.
And but you don't feel guilty about it at all?
No, because I think, like, if I would have completely blown it off altogether, that would have been, like, a complete, like, asshole move.
She had a ticket at 6 o'clock. That was the last flight that she could have took out, which... What it was, is the wedding going on right now?
The wedding started at 2, so I said, I have to leave by like 5. I can do that. You have me for 3 hours.
You could have been in the wedding.
She could have took the photos afterwards, but like the reception party afterwards, she wasn't going to be.
Wait. You were just skipping out of the reception.
I was skipping the reception. I was going to this church.
Okay.
I was going to the fucking art museum to take pictures afterwards. I was going on the trolley ride. I was doing everything I had to do, but I wasn't going to go to the reception. And my aunt said, we don't need your half-assed bullshit attempt.
Wow.
Can your sister do it instead? Wow. Oh, and then my uncle...
But you know what? Fuck her, dude.
Wait.
Because what the fuck does she know? Like, if you had to fly out to California for me, and she doesn't even know why or what the problem is, like,
she had no
fuck
idea.
Her. Like, suppose I was super injured from filming or something, you know?
Well, I'd left it as, you know, a question. I didn't say what the reason was that, you know, you wanted to be tired of jerking
off. That's not so bad. If you were going to be there for the whole thing, but you were just going to have to skip out of
I wasn't
reception.
Going to the reception.
Oh, that's not bad.
And they told me to shove it.
She was so glad that the mom was just like, we don't need your half-assed bullshit. If you're not doing the whole thing, then we don't want you at all. She's like, yes.
30 seconds later, I was in the bathroom in a stall on my phone to Colin, like, book me the next flight. I'm out. I'm allowed. I can go. I'm free.
Yeah.
God.
You're on, like, she was on the next plane. At least you didn't have to wear that dress.
Thank God. I can't wait to see the pictures. Oh, wait. My uncle called my sister yesterday and was like, well, I hope you're going to cooperate. You need to take that thing out of your nose because she has her nose pierced, her septum.
Dude, fuck
and
all that
you
shit,
you need to take
man.
That thing out of your nose. She put, like, a fake tattoo on her chest at beauty school. Like, it looked funny. He's like, and you better scrub that fake tattoo off, and you better just go with the flow, young lady. And my sister was like, basically... Fuck you. Like, I'm helping you out. I got drug into this unwillingly. Don't tell me, like...
I fucking hate how, like...
So rude.
Dude, I'm straight up, dude. My wedding, I'm having Fireball Jim from Fireball Ministry. He's a reverend, and I want him to marry us rather than some fucking scumbag fucking priest that I don't give two damn shits about.
Well, I talked to Jim last night about it at the bar, and he said that he's totally excited about it.
Yeah.
It'll be way more fun that way.
No shit.
I know. And if
I don't want to wear a fucking suit, then by God, I won't wear one.
You don't have to wear a suit. You can wear your club kit, just a nicer version.
I'll wear a Batman outfit.
No. No. Bam.
Weddings are supposed to be fun.
Fun, not funny.
Well,
serious.
I like...
It's a vow. It's the rest of our lives.
Yeah, but I...
Not Bat... Do you, Batman Margera, take Missy Roth? No.
Awesome. All right.
Well, awesomely bad, I meant to say. Missy.
A bloody tux.
I would rather see you in a bloody tux than a latex Batman outfit.
An Indian. With a teepee.
Just be your hot self.
A cowboy.
You're so cute. You can just be yourself.
A cowboy. With boots. Like the Marlboro Man.
Maybe for the honeymoon.
Like a straight-up cowboy, like spurs and chaps and all that?
Yeah.
My grandmother's going to have a heart attack.
I'm going to be doing dip when I walk down the aisle.
No.
Oh, that kiss. That
see,
first kiss.
I don't even like chewing tobacco. I just want to make a spectacle.
See, your family is, like, used to you and your antics. My family's going to, like, this is going to be the first time, like, my entire extended family is really, like, meeting you. And you're going to be dressed as fucking Batman at our wedding?
All right, a thug.
Oh, my God.
One of those 5XL t-shirts with, like...
Ghetto gown.
Big Timberland boots and, like, massive... and loads of gold. I'll borrow Lloyd Banks's diamond Statue of Liberty.
Pendant?
Yeah. How about that?
All right.
Yeah, I could be a thug?
No.
Why not?
Can't you just be yourself?
Hey, man, I want to have fun.
Why don't we just do a nude?
Yeah! I mean, I was thinking
about
something.
You want to do a nude?
You want to do a nude? I'll just wear, like, pasties or something.
Am I invited to that?
Of course.
Awesome. Hell yeah. Dude, it's going to be so hard trying to figure out, like, who all is going, because it's so hard to, like, draw that line, you know? Like, you know, I mean...
It's either going
to
be, like, 500 people or, like, five.
Yeah, like, because where do you draw the line? Like, I mean, of course, Tony Hawk and Lotsy should go, but...
Of course, we went
like,
to theirs.
Then at that point, does that mean that, like... You know, Kevin Staub should go or something, or like, right. or you know, Fireball Jim, if he comes, like, does that mean that his girlfriend comes? Like, right. If Seth comes, does that mean that his new chick comes? Like,
right. Well, you have to offer the invitation to like everyone plus one, like for you know, so they can
even like do I invite the Jackass crew? And if I invite the crew, do I invite the fucking like Dimitri, the filmer, right. And the editor Seth, and shit like that. Like, who? Where do you draw the line?
It was so hard finding a place. They were like, "So, how many people are you expecting?" I'm like, like maybe 500 or 600. They're like, "For a wedding? Are you kidding me?" Like, most people have, yeah, but most people have like 200. Like Kelly and Jesse's had it. They had a huge wedding, and that was only 200 people about. And there were so many people there. It's going to be like a goddamn circus.
Plus all my sponsors and shit. Like Element, that's at least 5 people. Audio, that's definitely 5 people. And then Electric Carts is definitely coming.
I know.
Shit, the list goes on.
Lots and lots of friends.
I'm just going to figure it out like a week beforehand.
Oh, are you kidding me? Don't give me a heart attack.
What?
A week beforehand?
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta do it, like, next week. You need to give me a list.
I'm not fucking thinking about that shit this week. I'm busy.
Next week.
I'm busy.
You can't do it a week before. You can't just snap your fingers and be like, poof, a wedding.
I'll just text.
I have so much to do.
I'll just text my buddies.
No, Bam. Invitations.
Why is it gotta be an invitation?
Because it's a fucking wedding.
Do we have to actually use the mail services? Isn't that primitive by now?
No, that's what you do
for
weddings.
An email wedding invitation would be tacky.
So tacky. We're going to have beautiful invitations. Did you see Tony and Lotsy's invitation? It was awesome.
I didn't. Oh.
It was.
I didn't even notice it.
Because they sent it to me, because they probably thought that you wouldn't, you know, open it or lose it. It was a glass bottle.
A piece of paper.
No.
Wow, this is a really fancy piece of paper. Look at the texture on this thing, and the font is great.
It was a glass bottle. And inside the bottle, rolled up like a scroll, was the invitation, because they had like a beach-themed wedding. So it was like a message in a bottle. It was so creative.
Let's have an Indian-themed wedding.
Like Indian food.
Where we could put dots on our heads, we eat tandoori Indian food all day long, and then we'll have teepees and shit. It'll be a double Indian.
I already decided.
It'll be India and then American Indians combined.
I want a Garden of Eden theme.
What the fuck is that?
The Garden of Eden?
Yeah.
Like, can you help me on this one, maybe?
Adam and Eve.
Like, is that those naked dudes that ate apples and shit?
Yes. Yes.
Trust me, it'll be perfect.
So you want to be naked eating an apple? That's the theme that you want?
Mm-hmm.
Cheers. All right. Well, I'm playing a song for you. Pendarvis.
Yeah.
This band... They sound exactly like 69 Eyes, and I mean, like, it's seriously, to me, it's a new 69 Eyes record. It's insane, and I can't wait to call up UC or Yorkie and show them this album, because they're either going to be flattered that it sounds just like them or really, really pissed.
It's but, unbelievable.
This band is called Lacrimus Profound. It's really hard to say, because I think it's German, but fuck yeah, man, let's hear it. This is, what the hell is it? Sweet Caroline is the name. It's track 7. Did I give it to you?
No.
This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
going hot right now.
Stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Wow. That was Lacrimus Profound, which is, dude, didn't that sound like 69 Eyes?
Exactly.
Like 69 Eyes. I read a little bio on him because I think Napalm Records sent it to me from Germany, and it said that their influences are the 69 Eyes and him. And they actually John Fryer to mix it, who did Razor Blade Romance.
Wow.
So, I mean, it sounds fucking great, but I'm just dying to see what Yorkie's going to think of it.
It's kind of scary.
Well, he'll probably say, that doesn't sound anything like us.
Oh, man, I don't know. It sounds like they busted into Finvox, where the 69 Eyes were practicing, and stole their lyrics and riffs. That's seriously... Oh, man, the whole album sounds exactly like 69 Eyes, and all the songs are good. It's just kind of hard to pronounce.
Hey, Bam, have you and Missy ever done an interview together for, Entertainment Tonight or, you know, a magazine or anything?
No.
Really?
I like to keep her out of it, really.
Really?
It's what kind of ruined, me and my ex-girlfriend, just because, like, I don't know. I just didn't like her appearing in, like, Viva La Bam and stuff. I mean, Missy has a cameo on the Jackass 2 movie, shaving Villa's pubes off from him because we had to make this Taliban beard for Aaron without him knowing about it. And it was the whole cast and crew's pubes. And then I was like, we need a rocker's pubes. So,
Missy, you probably think Villa's pretty hot, right?
yeah.
So it was
everybody does though.
So it was a treat to be able to shave off.
Yeah,
his pubes.
I didn't have a big problem with it at all. No.
Because with your permission, Bam, because this is your show. I was thinking maybe if I could like turn into Barbara Walters and ask you guys some questions.
Yeah.
Which you don't have to answer at all, but I'll ask the hard hitting questions.
No, go ahead because
that'll be
fun. I think a lot of fans are really interested in what you guys have to say together as a couple. You know
yeah, I mean, well, this is a really different episode. You know, I mean, yeah. I usually have some kind of guest, but I wanted to switch it up. I mean,
this is a very
just
special
flew in,
episode.
And I think that it's. You know, the fact that we were arguing about Molly and then the whole wedding thing, it just needed to get talked about, man.
Well, here's my first getting into the hard-hitting questions. Tell me about when you guys first met. I mean, very, very first time you guys ever laid eyes on each other.
It was actually... No, you could answer this.
Yeah, you better, because if you get it wrong, you're in trouble.
I moved to Westchester when I was the beginning of eighth grade. And I made friends with a girl named Jackie, and we were over at her house, like, swimming in the pool, and she asked me if I wanted to take a walk down to her boyfriend's house to watch him skate. I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to go meet your boyfriend. I want to go meet other boys. I don't want to meet your boyfriend. And her boyfriend was Bam. So we went down there, and we hung out, and then she introduced us.
Did you remember what your thoughts of him were at that time? Just like, oh, that's my
friend. I just thought that he was adorable.
Really?
Yeah.
Jackie's boyfriend after me, when she was putting the condom on, he came already.
What?
Before even humping.
Nuh-uh.
So
oh, God.
I don't even remember meeting you, though.
It was a long, long time ago.
What's your first awareness of Missy, though?
Probably middle school. I didn't really talk to her much because I was too busy skating. Like I really barely had friends in school. All I cared about was like when the fucking bell would ring so I could go out and skate. That's all I cared about. And I don't know. It just seems like girlfriends were such a fucking problem. Like I dated Janelle and like that was
yeah.
Oh man. And Janelle, when I went to California for 10 days, she hit up the. Tanning salon way too hard, dude. And like, she's like, do you like it? Do you think I look pretty in tan? I was like, yeah, it looks good. Yeah, right, dude. She was burnt to a fucking crisp. She looks like a lobster.
Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, oh man.
Well, so when is your first memory then of thinking, this Missy chick is pretty cool?
When she started working at 15 North and we were filming Haggard, and she was like taking a cigarette break, and I saw her, a little bit of her ass hanging out, and she didn't know it, and I was like, God damn, fucking
I need to go talk to her.
And that was immediate. What did you think he was cute and stuff?
I always thought he was cute, but like he was always friendly with my boyfriend, or I was always like friendly with his girlfriend. Like we both always had, you know, significant others.
And yeah, but then once your boyfriend, you found out, didn't he just straight up tell you that he cheated on you a bunch or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd he say?
Well, he didn't say like all at once, like, oh, by the way, like every time he cheated on me, he said he did. We were like 17, 18 years old.
So why'd you keep putting
high
up
school,
with it?
I don't know, because I was stupid then.
And then when you talked to me, I was just like, what are you doing? Like, and then you realized that maybe you shouldn't be going out with him anymore.
Right.
Was he super bummed?
Oh, heartbroken.
Yeah, but
I think he still is. Remember, we just saw him a few weeks ago, and he was, you know, not doing so good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is your now that the relationship has blossomed? Mm-hmm. What does your family think about Bam?
My family,
your immediate family, and your extended family.
Well, dad's dead. So.
Yeah, my dad passed away. thank you.
Nice chuckle, Bam. Jesus.
He likes to soften the blow by laughing at inappropriate times.
I mean, you gotta laugh it off, dude. Why be all bummed? It's just like Novak on heroin. Right. You can't be...
it was almost 6 years ago. My dad passed away about 6 years ago, really
easier
suddenly.
Easier way to handle it.
Right. My extended family, they all live pretty far away, or we're not very close, so he hasn't really met a whole bunch of my extended family. I barely even see my extended family. But my mom and my sisters, they love him. They think... My mom just thinks that he's a trip.
And you must have younger people in your extended family that are like, you're dating Bam?
Yeah, a few. My mother's boyfriend, he had sons, and they were pretty excited about it. Christmas, you know, they got to come over and open presents and have Christmas dinner, and, you know, they got to hang out with Bam also.
So when did you guys fall in love then?
Well, I really when we did that secret East Stroudsburg mission back then, but like, I just felt way too involved with the girl that I was with. Like, all of her shit was at my house. I'm like, there's no way that I could like end this. Like, I'm stuck with this girl forever. That's really what I thought. And then like, you know, and then when the whole fucking that article with Jessica Simpson coming out and stuff like that, like. And then she just trashed my house, not even asking me if it was true or not. Like, she really took my computers that I've been editing on and fucking smashed them all over the place and painted all this shit all over my computer room and got, like, you know, paint in the tapes because she was just splashing shit all over. So
I
had digital tapes, like, all over the place, and there was just paint in them, and I couldn't play them, and that was just it.
That made it easier to make that move.
Okay. Yeah, it did, because I'm just like, all right, well, she just fucked up my favorite thing, like a $100,000 Avid, you know, like, and you know, she threw it all over the place, and, I mean, what else is she going to break? I mean, was she going to kick the fucking Lamborghini in or whatever? Like, whatever she's going to do, she's going to do, so it might as well be right now, so... So the Jessica Simpson article was the reason why I ended it. And she fucking lied and said that that I called her up saying like, oh yeah, dude. I never called her up, dude. I went to Brazil. I was in Brazil filming, and she just called up radio stations just claiming all this bullshit. And it was just so much easier for me to say, you know what, fuck it, fuck off.
While that was all going on in his life, in my life, I was also seeing somebody who was a complete basket case, and I had been with him for about 2 years. So without either one of us knowing what was going on in the other person's life, we both ended our relationships within a week of each other.
Oh yeah, I bumped into her friend at the bar.
It was just perfect timing.
And she said, hey, I'm Ariana, I'm friends with Missy. I'm like, oh, how's she doing, whatever. And she was like, well, she just broke up with her boyfriend. I'm like, really? Well, I just broke up with my girlfriend, so tell her to give me a call. So when I was on the flight to go to California, it was like 9 in the morning, and I never answer calls that I don't recognize, and it was just some random 610 number. I'm like, 9 in the morning on an airplane, fuck it, who cares? Like, hello? She's like, yo, it's Missy. I was like, yo. But then I was seeing that girl, Melissa from LA, right, who I already had a ticket bought. So when I came back from Brazil, she flew in for 3 days just so we could go on a sex romp. And I had to tell Missy about it. And she was like, just call me when she leaves. And then.
Because there really wasn't a whole lot else for me to do. Like, we had only seen
each
other
for 2 days. Well, you gotta appreciate the brutal honesty.
I wasn't
lying. I didn't say, like, I'm gonna be out of town for three days.
I was like,
dude, straight up, this girl's coming into town, dude. I didn't know that I would see you in 4 years and end up liking you as much as I do, but this girl's coming and it's already too late.
Right.
Wow. And when did you fall in love with Bam then, Missy?
I think I fell in love with him back during the East Strasbourg days.
Wow.
Because I was pretty heartbroken.
I just thought you knew that it was just a 3-day mish.
No. It was not just a 3-day mish. Stop saying that.
Yeah,
it was 3 days in the East Strasbourg.
Yeah, but I thought that you knew that that was just like, let's just go to East Strasbourg for 3 days, have the best one we could ever have, and then that's it.
I didn't know that you broke up, got back together, broke up, got back together, broke up, got back together with the other one. I didn't know you played those kind of games. So when you said you were broken up and we were seeing each other and having a relationship, I didn't know that it was, you know, going to be like that. Apparently, you knew, and I guess you thought I knew, but I didn't. So when I found out you guys got back together, I was sad. So I think back then is when I really... I fell for him, and then I kind of had to just wait it out.
Oh man, how about your boyfriend? Well, I don't want to say which one, but the older one.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's got to be so bitter right now.
Yeah.
Because he always knew that she liked me the whole time, and he was just such a fucking asshole, and and he just has to, like, not only does he have to, like, know that we're together, he has to, like, flip open Entertainment Weekly and see the pictures of us.
Hear
shit.
About it.
Yeah.
Didn't he call up his brother? What happened? He saw that Entertainment Weekly photo of us?
His brother actually saw the picture in Us Weekly.
And didn't he call you?
Did he call? He called, I don't remember if it was before that or after that, but it had been, like, a significant amount of time after I had left him. And he called and he was like, okay, enough of this, Missy. Just come home now. Just pack your stuff and come back home. I'll take you back. And I was like, dude, are you kidding me? Like, I'm not coming back. Like, I'm finally with the man that I love and I live with him and we're getting married and you need to move on.
He was such a dick.
But he finally, thank God.
He wouldn't even let her leave when he, like, went to work. Like, she had to stay in the house. She couldn't even go out to the bars or anything because...
I wasn't allowed to go to my 5-year high school reunion because he didn't want me to run and cheat.
What a jerk.
You, to Bam.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, when boyfriends do that shit, or girlfriend, like, if you're gonna be like that, things are gonna go terribly wrong one day. It's just a matter of time. You can't say you're not going to your 5-year high school reunion because, like, as long as you're with me, you're not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, you're gonna stay in this house when I'm working because I don't want you going out and having fun.
Yeah, but did you know that your ex called our friend Mikey and was like, well, Bam and I are gonna come in the limo and it'll be great, but we're not coming if Missy's going to be there. And Michael was like, well, Missy's not allowed to come because her boyfriend thinks that you guys are going to be there. So, problem solved.
Dude,
did you know she did that?
Fuck no, man.
Yeah, she called to make sure that I wasn't going to be there.
Wow. All right, here's my my combo last two Barbara Walters questions.
I like the questions.
And I have a feeling you're not going to answer this one.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask it because I'm Barbara Walters.
Okay, Baba.
So... when and where is the wedding?
I think it's going to be in Delaware.
Yeah.
Dude, believe it or not, I think Al Pacino actually has a house in Greenville, Delaware. But, like, northern Delaware is, like, the coolest looking place ever.
It's beautiful.
Like, and there's crazy DuPont motherfuckers own, like, all of it. So, and I happen to be friends with Linda DuPont, which actually she hangs out with Don Vito. Of all people.
They're
like
buddies.
This filthy rich, like, 40-year-old lady. How old is she? 45
or
something?
She's about 45, happily married.
She has, like, a few Lamborghinis, a few Ferraris, a few houses.
And she's
like,
friends with
Vito. They own 50% of Delaware. And you know, she just goes out with Vito. Like, Vito is fucking hell at the bars. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, slugging beers, copping feels of titties and stuff. And, like, I can't believe that Linda DuPont actually hangs out with his ass.
Wow.
I know. Can't believe it.
She probably just likes the entertainment because, I mean, it's not like she's getting kicked out anywhere. She could.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of excitement there.
If she got kicked out, if she got kicked out of the club, she probably wind up buying it. You know, like, oh yeah, you're gonna kick me out? Yeah, well, here's $1 million. I'm buying this fucking place. You know what I mean?
I'm kicked back in. So you didn't mention the win part.
I'm thinking sometime in the winter because that's when I'm usually not that busy. You know, and I don't want to set it up during a time where, you know, I have to pass up like a really cool movie or something like that, or, you know, if there's a cool tour going on. Like, I mean, the Jackass press tour is going to be a fucking blast, you know, like, yeah, hanging out with all those dudes just like promoting the movie all through Europe and stuff.
Like, we don't want to have to like squeeze it in between, like,
yeah. But is it going to be this year?
Yeah, it'll be this year.
Wow.
But
no, it won't.
This year? This coming year?
It'll be maybe
within the next 365
within
days.
The next year.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Getting the scoop. Coming in, Barbara Walters. Yeah.
Yeah.
and right now, are you guys? Would you lean more towards having 5 people there or 500 people there?
I would prefer 500, but I mean, the thing is, it's just going to suck because I know that there's going to be at least 100 people that I don't even get to say hi to, you know, like...
Yeah, and also, God, I mean, once you do go into that 500 range, then it's like, oh, that person got invited, but I didn't get invited.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, like, I'm pretty much doing, like, everything, but that part of it, like, I need you to help me because I don't... Like, you need to tell me who you
are. Babe, weddings are for the lady to decide.
I know. Ape and I and my mom, we're all going to do, you know, all the details. But the one part that you have to help me with is you're a part of the invitation.
You could help me bring a sixer of Miller's Light so I could drink it and watch you do all the work.
I'll do the work. I don't mind doing the work.
I'm going to suggest that, you know, you're talking about, like, you know, sponsors and, you know, Kevin Staub and all the people. I'm going to suggest that you invite Bam. You just give her a list of all the people that you really, really want to be there. Oh, man, that would be awesome if he was here. I really want him there.
Yeah. Now,
forget about, you know, any kind of business relationships or anything else. Just the people you really want to be there.
Yeah, not to mention I want to have a good band play.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, there's the choice is endless. I mean, shit, if Fireball Jim is gonna marry us, then maybe he should rock out. I think everybody should rock out. CKY should play.
I think we should have more of a concert than like DJ and dancing. I think we should just have a couple bands play.
Dude, I mean, picture going from my ex-girlfriend, which was like a 24-hour argument, to like, Missy, I can't even argue with the bitch.
With the bitch. He means that in the most loving way possible.
No, but for real, like, we do not argue. Like, she knows that, like, it's not worth it, you know what I mean? Like, fucking A. There was an article of me in Australia saying that I was doing a River Phoenix skit, passed out in front of a bar, and like, girls were apparently giving me CPR, and some dude was too. It's actually in the newspaper, but it wasn't a fucking skit. It was me being drunk, and I don't remember. And
I'm
like,
just glad they tried to save
his life.
She could
be mad about that or whatever, but like, who fucking cares? Like, I don't remember who they were. I don't remember it even happening. I mean, I know it's fucked that I got that wasted.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know what? That just shows that she's secure.
Yeah, it's not even worth arguing about, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, we had a premiere in a fucking whorehouse for Jackass 2, and that's going to be on the show. I don't know if it's going to be in America, but it's going to be like promotion for Australia, you know? I mean, she could get real jealous about that.
You got to pick and choose your battles. When I'm mad, which doesn't happen often, but when I'm mad, like, I usually have a pretty good reason to be. It doesn't happen very often, though, you know?
Yeah. When was the last time we argued?
I don't even want to talk about it.
What was it because of?
Oh, no.
I don't want to talk about it.
What was it because of?
My birthday.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck that.
Fuck that
was
man.
The most mad I've ever been at you, dude. No, I was ready to call it quits, dude. I didn't buy her a birthday present because I was away, and then, like, she was like, she just wanted to, she's like, the longer you
Stop
wait
it.
To give me a present, the bigger it's going to be.
I did
I'm just
not
like,
say that.
That pissed me off so bad.
You
dude.
Are fucking lying. I did not say that.
No, I know that you were halfway joking, but it just really pissed me off. And you're, from now on, you're not getting any birthday presents ever again.
Labor Day presents?
Maybe a Labor Day present. I'll give you a Labor Day present, but I'm not giving you a birthday present.
Yeah,
just
we decided,
from the mere fact of you being such an ass about
it. We decided we're not celebrating birthdays anymore.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about mine. I don't even know when it is. Shit,
it's
if
September
somebody said happy
28th.
Birthday, I'd be like, no, I know when it is, but I don't. I won't pay attention. I won't wake up
well,
that
I
day.
Won't call any attention to it today, that day.
Fine, don't.
I won't.
I don't care.
Promise.
Plus, it's too close to my ex-girlfriend's birthday, so I like to forget that whole week.
What, my birthday?
Whatever, when
That's
is
not,
it?
Fuck you.
All right, let's play a fucking song. Yo, this is kind of a band that's big, and you might think it's emo, but it's not. It's fucking rad. It's Take It Back Sunday, you know them?
Oh, I
know
them.
Those guys are friends of mine.
Yeah, the guitar player grew up in Westchester, and he introduced himself at the K-Rock Weenie Roast, and he's like, I'm in a band called Take It Back Sunday. I'm like, oh, God, that emo band. And then he gave me the CD. I listened to it on the way home. I was like, dude, this fucking rocks.
They're the best guys in the world. I mean, Matt Rubano, the bass player, has been a friend of mine for a long time, and I know the singer a little bit, too, and they're awesome, completely awesome guys.
Yeah, well, let's hear this shit. This is Take It Back Sunday, and the song's called Liar. It fucking rocks. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
Well, hot damn, that was Liar, Take Back Sunday, and dude, we fucking talked for. I thought we still had 20 more minutes left.
Yeah, that went fast.
Time flies when you're having fun and arguing and stuff.
Yeah, babe, dude.
Oh, babe.
The fuck.
Call your friend back.
No. I'm not going to. I hope she hears this, too. Not calling you ever again.
That's fucked.
I'm fucked, whatever.
That's messed up, dude. Mm. All right, well, shit, let's go out and have a goddamn drink.
Okay.
Well, cool. Well, this is Bam Bam, Will Pendarvis, and Missy saying later, and being Fireball Jim is going to possibly marry us, then we need to hear King by Fireball Ministry. So, later.
Bye-bye.
that's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.